The White House correspondent for The Hill, the political news website, is Alex Scangitano. Alex joins us now to talk about the death of the Pope. And I guess the Saturday meeting with Vice President Vance was his last official meeting with a leader, wasn't it, Alex?
Yeah, which is kind of remarkable to think about. You know, there was some questions over if Vance would even be able to see him. Obviously, Holy Week and the Easter weekend is such an important time for the Vatican and for the Pope. So it was definitely busy there. And then these images came out of the Pope meeting with Vice President Vance. They both, you know, called it a nice brief meeting. And then shortly after, we find out that he, you know, passed away on Easter Monday morning. So just a really fascinating timing for the vice president, who I should note is Catholic, and, you know, I'm sure was a very moving meeting for him. And then now, given this timing, really something amazing.
Was it a surprise that the Pope made the appearance on Easter Sunday?
You know, he'd been so ill for so long. That really dated back to February when he was hospitalized with bronchitis. He got pneumonia. He was listed in critical condition. There was even some news out of the Vatican that he might have, you know, they were concerned that he was going to pass away at any moment, you know, overnight and whatnot. And he never really fully recovered from that February illness. And so I think it was surprising that he made this public appearance, but just given his state, and now we know how critical that state really was. But he also was, you know, known as the people's pope, is something he was called in the Vatican. He liked to be out with the masses, talking to people. You know, he would wash feet of even, you know, women and Muslims and people that, you know, wasn't typically who the Pope would meet in previous times in the Catholic Church. So he definitely liked to be out there with the people. So I wasn't, you know, truly surprised that he, you know, made this effort to do so. But given just how critical his condition is, it was pretty remarkable that he wanted to make a public appearance.
Yeah, I imagine we'll be hearing in the days ahead whether he did that against the advice of his his doctors. What do we know about the plans now going forward, Alex?
Yeah, it's very interesting how all of this works to replace a pope. You know, the last pope to pass away was not the sitting pope at the time. You know, Benedict had left his post and then passed away some 3 years ago. So it was actually Pope John Paul II, who passed away in 2005, who's the last one sitting pope. And so basically now the pope is brought to this private chapel to give the funeral rites, and then he will go to public viewing in St. Peter's Basilica. And he rewrote some of those funeral rites because somewhere in there he was supposed to have a private viewing with cardinals and church hierarchy, that basically they would get their time before the public would, with, you know, the coffin and whatever else. And the Pope basically said, nix that, I want to be with the people. And I also found it interesting, he asked for his coffin to not be raised up as on a pedestal while he's out in the square, or in the basilica, excuse me. And then he also asked for just one coffin made of wood. Other popes had asked, had gotten three coffins. And so then that turns into, after all this mourning time, the cardinals gather for what's known as the conclave, which takes place about 2 weeks after the death. And so those are the traditional deliberations in the Sistine Chapel. They're notoriously very secretive. If cardinals are under 80 years old, they can vote in the secret ballot. And that's when people, you know, come out to the Vatican to see the smoke that comes out and released through the chimney. If it's, you know, black, that means they're still working on it. And if it's white, it means that they've elected a new pope. So it's this really traditional, kind of pretty, you know, old school. This is all such things that were written, you know, decades ago about how, centuries ago, about how this all works. But it's fascinating. That movie, The Conclave, had just come out within the last year, you know, and was so famous during the Academy Awards but kind of showed it, gave an interesting perspective into how this all works. So it was kind of interesting timing, too, that here in the U.S. a lot of people had just seen that movie and learned about how this works.
Yes, and we'll be hearing about who might be the next pope. Pope Francis packed the College of Cardinals, and that's the body that elects popes, with bishops from Africa, Asia, and South America, didn't he?
That's right. It's a lot of conversation today about if there could be the first, you know, black pope, because there were bishops from Africa who he had, you know, found interest in and elevated. He also was Argentinian himself, and there was a bishop who is an American, born in Chicago, actually, but the Pope sent him to Peru to work as a missionary. Again, it's not very, it would be extremely unprecedented for an American to become Pope, but, you know, has that kind of South America tie with the Pope and someone who he had elevated. And then two of the kind of more traditional paths for who is replaced, it would be there's Cardinal Edo, who's from Budapest, who had been close with the African cardinals, also similar to the Pope, and is someone who has been working to bring, you know, African nations more into the fold. So he's someone whose name has been floated around. And then Cardinal Marx, who's from Munich, and the Pope worked closely with him in the aftermath of the, you know, sexual abuse scandals with the clergy and, you know, cleaning up the church from all, you know, the negative decades that they had. And so there's some interesting names who have been floated, but I did actually notice earlier that Cardinal Sarah, who is from Guinea, he would be who Africans are thinking would be their closest consideration for a pope from there, and is somebody who was close with the Pope as well. So a lot of interesting names floated around, but I also had been looking into how this all works, and basically everybody goes in, you know, it's a popularity contest. It's a contest of how close you were with the Pope who had just passed away. It's a contest of where the Catholic Church wants to go from here, you know, in terms of this Pope was largely liberal with a lot of his thinking. Do they want to continue in that direction or go in a more conservative direction? So a lot comes into consideration during this, and some of these names who are being floated now might not even end up who gets it, you know, 3 weeks from now.
Very interesting, and a lot more to come. Alex Gangitano from The Hill there in Washington. Appreciate the information, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.